Our faith is centered on Jesus Christ. We are members of the body of Christ, redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are brought into relationship with God through the Holy Spirit that unites us to Jesus Christ, and we share in his sonship, and we share in his suffering, and we hope to share in his resurrection for all eternity. Our faith is all about Jesus, in our relationship to Jesus, in our relationship to God through Jesus. Nevertheless, we can only fully know Jesus and know what Jesus does for us and who we are in relationship to Jesus through others, through the prophets, through the saints. In our gospel reading, Jesus refers to the prophets. He says that the wisdom of God says, I will send them prophets and apostles. He refers to all the prophets from Abel to Zechariah, from Abel in the very beginning, in the fourth chapter of Genesis, to Zechariah, relatively recently before the time of Jesus. It's through the prophets and apostles, through all those people whom God speaks through their words, their writings. You know, we understand Jesus through the Old Testament, through all the ways in which the mission of Jesus is anticipated in the Old Testament, in the law of Moses, in the Exodus, in David, in the prophets, in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, and all of the other prophets. But also in the actions of those people, of the way in which they witnessed to Jesus by their lives. And Jesus emphasizes in this gospel that they also witnessed to him by their suffering and by their death. These prophets who suffered and died for the sake of the word of God that they proclaimed, witnessed to that word, not only by what they said, but by what they did and by what they suffered. And this chain of witnesses not only precedes Jesus, but also comes after him. That we know Jesus not only through the Old Testament and the prophets that came before him, but also through the saints and the martyrs who came after him. Today we celebrate Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Saint Ignatius of Antioch is one of the great Christian witnesses from very early times. He comes right at the end of the first century, right after the time of the apostles themselves. St. Ignatius of Antioch was a great bishop and a teacher, and we have many of his writings. And St. Ignatius of Antioch is also a martyr. He died in witness to Christ. We come to know Jesus through the prophets and through the saints. We come to know the Lord and to have faith in him and to have hope in eternal life, not only through the person of Jesus himself, but also through the prophets and saints who bear witness to him, who tell us and who show us who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for us in their writings, in their teachings, and in their lives, and very often in their deaths. And so we give thanks to God today for the many witnesses through whom we have come to know the Lord, through whom we have come to be saved, to be redeemed, to be transformed through our faith in Jesus, whom we know largely through the testimony, through the witness of the prophets, the apostles, and the saints, and the martyrs. We thank God for that today as we celebrate St. Ignatius, this great bishop and teacher of the church, this great witness to Jesus in his life and in his death. And we also pray that we can be those witnesses too, that other people can come to know the Lord through what we say and what we do, and even how we suffer. We have the opportunity to join what Scripture calls this cloud of witnesses, to witness to Jesus so that others can come to know the Lord whom we have come to know through the great witness of so many prophets and apostles and saints and martyrs. We pray that through the intercession of Saint Ignatius of Antioch, that we may come to know the Lord even more through his witness and the witness of all those holy people, and that we may become witnesses to others, that we may bring others to Jesus through the witness of our lives.